It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers. Thanks for joining me and my lovely wife, Natalie.
Hello.
So we did something that I typically don't like to do, and that's binge watch a show.
Yeah, I'm like an expert in that.
Yeah, I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because I don't know if you want to call it ADHD or ADD or something. I just get, it doesn't matter what it is, like whether it's, it can be Star Wars, it could be Batman, but like at a certain point, I just start to get bored and want something different. And then also if I enjoy it, I don't want to just burn through it. I want to like kind of savor it.
You want a slow burn.
Yeah. So a friend of mine recommended this show that I thought was new when he recommended, because I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
Called Red Oaks. It's on Amazon Prime. It's worth watching.
Yeah, it was cute.
And he gave me a sentence in it that I never thought anybody would ever utter. And he was like, Paul Reiser kicks ass in it.
Paul Reiser's in it. That's right.
And I was like, Paul Reiser? Like,
For some reason, I thought you meant Paul Rudd. I was like, wait, he's not in that.
And I was like, you know, Paul Reiser's okay. Like, I don't have anything against Paul Reiser. Mad About You had its moments. But I never thought, especially the friend that recommended it to me, is very cynical. Never thought he would be a guy that would say Paul Reiser. And Paul Reiser did kick ass
in it. He did. He was prominent in that show.
Yeah, he was great in that show. Like, you know, his character was kind of a Wall Street uppity snob.
A-hole.
And he was perfect in it. And I didn't think Paul Reiser had that side to him.
And it also takes place in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
So there's that going for it.
And then, so we're watching it. And again, before we get into the binge-watching thing about it, but it was like, when did it come out? It was like 2014. So it's like almost 8 years old. And I'd never heard, it was produced by Steven Soderbergh. Had some good directors involved with it. And I'd never heard of the show before, Red Oaks.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it. And the thing with me for binge watching is if I'm into the show and if they end each episode, whether it's a cliffhanger or just, oh man, you know what? I'm starting to really fall in love with the characters and what they're doing or what they might achieve in the next episode. So I just want to keep watching it. Like, there's this other show on Amazon called Younger, and my sister told me about it forever ago. Now, my sister's in her 40s, so any show starring a 40-something-year-old, she's going to love.
Yeah, that whereas is her. I'm, whereas That's I'm her just, jam, as the kids say.
I'm just so young that...
You're younger.
Oh! Yeah. Not that much younger, but whereas I get kind of like, you know what, I'm not ready for that yet to side with someone who's older than me. But I started watching it and I thought the concept was kind of funny, and I binge watched the 7 seasons. It's in its 7th season in less than a week. Now each episode is like 20 minutes long,
but still like Red Oaks, each episode was, I think, same. It was like 20 minutes,
no,
25 minutes.
No, it was like 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
They kind of flew by then, but still, like, there was 3 seasons and we went through that in like a weekend. Basically. And to me, like, it, here's why I don't like I said, like, I like the slow burn. I also like to think about what I watched. So, like, if you give me, especially a show like that, that's like 40 minutes, give me 2 or 3 episodes tops, because then I'm like at movie length. Then I can step back, digest, think about where the characters may or may not go. Wonder what's going to happen. And I enjoy the wonder.
Or you could just finish the whole movie in one weekend.
No. But I enjoy the wonder. Like, I really do. I enjoy the living in that character's world for a little bit in my head, where when you binge watch it, it's, to me, it seems like you're binge watching. To me is like, I don't fucking like this, but all right, let's just get through it. Like, that's kind of how I feel with binge watching. Cause it's like a book. Like, when somebody, I had a friend of mine who would read Stephen King books, who, and you know, Stephen King books typically are large. He would read them in like a day or like a week or something. Like,
that's
he
a
would
talent.
Just, oh yeah. And he would just get into it. And I'd be like, did you enjoy that stuff?
Yeah, but you never heard of the, I just couldn't put it down, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have, but, and I've had books like that I love. And you know what I do? I force myself to put it down. I'm like, no, because you're going to be sad when it's done, and then you're not going to have anything to read. So take a second, digest this story. Let it soak into your bones a little bit.
You must have hated when we started dating. Because I would consider maybe binge watching, compare it to dating, where some people really like take their time, one date a week, on the weekend. Whereas I'm the kind of person who's like, let's just get married tomorrow. Let's just do this. Let's get it over with. We'll figure it out later. Which is kind of like binge watching. We're just like, let's just do it. Let's just watch the whole thing. Get it over with. I want it now. That sort of thing.
I mean, yeah, you could compare our courtship to the binge watching to the binge watching of a TV show. I mean, you could if you so desired, but that's different. Like, I don't know. To me, that's different. It's like a nice. It's to me, if you like something that much, it's like a good meal. Right? You don't want to just blow through a good meal and be like, well, that was delicious. What's Scott, next?
I have seen you eat fast.
Yes.
And I'm the slow eater.
You are.
I think my comparison was better.
But anyway, whether you binge watch or you like to slow burn a little bit more like myself, Red Oaks is definitely worth a watch. And I live in under a rock and never heard of the show before. Maybe everybody was like, yeah, we all talked about that 8 years ago, but I don't remember. So give it a go. It's definitely worth checking out. I'm at work today and I get a message from you on my phone.
I was also working.
Well, yeah, but I'm in a store. You're working from home.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not discrediting.
No, no one can see me.
Right. And you send me a story of some sort of scientific study about noses and penises.
They are related.
Apparently so. Thanks to some Japanese researchers.
On cadavers, no less.
125 stiffs.
Yeah.
They
measuring their stiffies.
They so apparently, but what's funny is because they were dead, to measure them, what they did was they measured nose to schlong. Schnoz to schlong. That's basically what it was. And but they stretched the dick to get the length thing.
How can they do that? There's blood that makes it hard.
That the erect. Blood fills it up. Okay. Science time with Scotty. So you can take the skin. It's very much like, did you ever have like a Stretch Armstrong doll or anything like that as a kid?
I knew people who had them, okay. Yes.
So you can take the skin when there's no blood in there and just, okay. Like you can just pull it out.
And the skin mimics how big it would be.
Exactly. The blood part of it acts almost like a balloon. Like when you see a balloon slow and it's getting inflated.
I don't like this episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's how the blood part works. But you can still just, like when the guy's making a balloon animal and he's stretching the balloon. Right. You can do that. Yeah.
Okay, he's getting it prepared. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting,
yeah.
Interesting.
So there's some visuals. So they stretched the cadavers and then measured their noses. And apparently size of nose does correlate to size of dick.
Okay.
And they said men with noses that were 1.8 inches long had an average below the belt length of 4.1 inches. And then if you went up to 2.2 inches on the nose, you went up to 5.3 in the pants.
Erect.
Well, stretched.
Okay. Not erect.
It'd be about the same. So I like... And you sent this to me, and I was like, I got a giant nose.
You've got a schlong. I mean, a schnoz.
I've got one of those, too.
Well, you do, but I...
So I was like, I am the case study of this.
Okay, well, I have measuring tape. And so I'm going to measure...
Okay, well, we're not going to stretch this.
No,
right,
I want to measure just your nose.
Okay, now, in the photo that they showed, I just want to make this so that you measure correctly, because I don't want to get shortchanged here. They started.
I think if anyone's getting shortchanged, it's me.
So it started to look like just above the indent.
Okay.
And then it went to the bottom, not to the tip, but to the bottom of the skin. Okay. So I have a little hang down there.
So here we go.
I definitely have a little hang down there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yours is like 2.2.
2.2?
Yeah.
So that puts me at like 5.3. That's more than 2.2.
2.3? What is that?
That's like 2.25 or something like that.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, they didn't give all the stat, but that's more than 2.2, and 2.2 is 5.3 inches.
Okay, pull down your pants.
No.
It's definitely not.
Listen.
Look, okay, I've seen a lot of penises.
So have I. I've been in locker rooms.
Yeah, I've seen them erect. And coming right at me. And I've seen some bigger pee-pees, smaller noses, smaller than yours. So what does that mean? How can you really? I think, you know what I think this study is for? Men who have huge noses who want to feel like they're above average.
No.
Which is what you're going through right now.
No.
You're like, all those years I spent getting made fun of my big schnoz.
Which I didn't.
No, but like, you know, okay, people were teasing me about my nose. Well, now I've got some rebuttal.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, though. It makes sense because your body is designed to be balanced. So if your nose was giant and your dick wasn't, you'd constantly be falling forward. It's all about balance and equilibrium.
Is that why you fall the time? Because you're out of balance?
I fall because it's so big down below. No. I will be the first to listen. I will be the first to admit that I'm not a shower.
You're not really a grower either.
I am a massive grower.
No, you're not.
I am. You know when they do a time lapse, when they put a seed in a potted plant and then they put a little water on top and they do the time lapse and it's like,
right.
It's like magical, like Jackson and the Giant Beanstalk. That's me.
And what flower would you be?
I am a strong, firm redwood tree.
So I would say you're more baby's breath.
What? That's not even a flower. That's garnish.
It's a little flower.
That's garnish. That's what you put with the other flower. Nobody goes into the florist and goes, can I get a dozen baby's breath? They go, can I get a dozen roses? And then they're like, do you want baby's breath with it? And you're like, yeah, sure. What? I don't give a fuck.
And that's your penis.
I am hurt.
Your nose is the strong redwood, whatever you said. Your pee-pee is the garnish.
You saying you want a nose job next time?
You could use one.
I could. It's crooked. Could.
I think you have a deviated septum.
I do think that, actually.
Yeah.
Now
we're getting too serious.
No. But I can tell why my nose is crooked is because I bicycled into a brick wall.
So you're saying it would be smaller if you didn't have that accident?
No, it'd be bigger because I pushed it in and broke it and it was never fixed properly. So my nose
would actually be bigger. So were you erect when you smashed into the wall?
No, I was young.
But you were so excited. The wind was blowing on all parts of your body as you hurled down the hill on a skateboard or bike or whatever.
It was a bicycle.
Right. And you smashed into the wall and you were erect. So your nose smashed in and your little pee-pee smashed in too. Now it's baby's breath.
So cruel. So cruel.
Just wanted to paint that picture for everyone.
Well, thank you. My therapist session this week is going to be great.
She might want to see it.
I don't think they can ask that.
It's research. It's science.
And I think that would be when I would be like, I need a new therapist. Even though I've been seeing her for years, great results with her. I think at that point I'd be like, I think I need to go elsewhere. I really do. I know they've already done the porno version of Pinocchio, but this does lend itself to like a remake.
And maybe the therapist session could be the sequel.
You just telling me you want me to go have sex with my therapist? I'm going to move on to geek news. Something that makes me feel more strong about myself. We will start with Marvel. We will start with WandaVision. And apparently, remember how they kept saying there was going to be a big, huge character in WandaVision and we never really got it? It turns out that was supposed to be Doctor Strange. which would have made total sense. But they ixnayed Doctor Strange's arrival in WandaVision kind of at the last minute. But it would have been cool to see him show up there. Marvel did release a really cool kind of teaser video for their upcoming slate of movies, basically the entire Phase 4. And it also gave us some titles and dates for upcoming movies. So a run through them. Some of them we know, like Black Widow, July 9th, Shang-Chi on September 3rd, The Eternals on November 5th, and then the next Spider-Man, December 17th. Then shifting into next year, we go to Doctor Strange on March 25th of 2022, Thor May 6th, 2022, Black Panther 2, which we now have the title for, Wakanda Forever. That's going to be July 8th of 2022, and Captain Marvel 2, which we now have a title for, which is The Marvels, which opens it up big time. Could be Blue Marvel, could be Ms. Marvel, which we are getting the show for, could be all of them. That's going to be November 11th, 2022, and then Ant-Man 3, February 17th, 2023, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3, May 5th, 2023. And they ended their Phase 4 teaser trailer with the Fantastic Four logo, but did not give a date for the Fantastic Four movie, which arguably could be the most anticipated film out of any of those movies. We've all been waiting for someone to do a Fantastic Four film and do it correctly. And, you know, everybody obviously is assuming Marvel will be able to do that, that the Marvel Cinematic Universe first family will be on par with their comic book counterparts. So it would have been nice to have a date, is all I'm saying. There's no way they don't know when they're releasing Fantastic Four. They know. I don't know why they didn't want to tell us. It's a little bit of a piss off. One of the most anticipated Marvel television shows has started filming. That's Moon Knight. Of course, Oscar Isaac playing the title role, and they've started rolling film or digital film on the Moon Knight series. I'm looking forward to this one. I think Moon Knight is a character, if they do it right, it's going to be incredibly compelling television. If they do it wrong, it's going to be terrible. So I don't think there's going to be an in-between here. I really don't think you're going to go, yeah, Moon Knight's all right. It's just the character can be so complex, especially with some of the mental health angles that that character goes down, that they're either going to nail it and do it right, and it's going to be, like I say, very compelling television, or if they shy away from it, kind of like they did with Tony Stark's alcoholism, and maybe just hint at it or push it to the side, it's going to make Moon Knight a little hollow. So hopefully they don't. Hopefully they have the balls to go through and tell the Moon Knight story the way it's been told in the comic books. And speaking of Marvel television, one last little bit of Marvel news is we have a new date for Loki. Marvel released a little trailer that looked like it was going to start as another big superhero teaser trailer. And then Tom Hiddleston came on and basically said, hey, you know what? Loki gets the short stick all the time. And it was supposed to debut on Friday, June 11th. Well, as Loki himself said in the trailer, Wednesdays are the new Fridays. So Loki will now debut on Disney Plus on Wednesday, June 9th. So you're going to have to move your calendars ahead a little bit there, which is not a bad thing. Looking forward to Loki. Switching over to DC, two original cast members are going to be leaving The Flash at the end of this season. And one is actually pretty huge. When you get to, I mean, they both are because they're original members of the show. But when you think about the Flash TV show, there's been one kind of constant throughout it. And that's been Harrison Wells and also, Eobard Thawne, Reverse Flash. Well, Tom Cavanaugh has said he's going to be exiting the show at the end of the seventh season, as is Carlos Valdez, who plays Vibe. And Cisco. So both very key components, but Tom Cavanaugh, especially his Eobard Thawne and Reverse Flash, have been really, really good. And it's a bummer to see them leave. Really, really sad. Switching over to some good news for the DC television world, Stargirl has been renewed for a third season. And I know you may be sitting there right now going, but did I miss the second season? You haven't. They renewed Stargirl for a third season before the second season even started, which is really great. The first season was fantastic, so I'm looking forward to continued adventures of Stargirl and kind of a revamped Justice Society. Now, we had the Snyder Cut movement, which I was on board. I was there with Release the Snyder Cut, and then we found out that he shot a scene for the end of that movie featuring a Green Lantern, right? John Stewart was going to be the Green Lantern. And Warner Brothers kind of basically told him, you got to take that out. And everybody now is kind of pissed off and up in arms saying they want to see the Green Lantern scene that was shot. And they were using as fuel to the fire as to why we should see it, that John Stewart was not mentioned as part of the Green Lantern's HBO Max show. So it was like, why are you holding back John Stewart? Well, it turns out the reason why, and I'm still saying that, you know, it'd be nice to see the scene, but in a way I can understand why Warner Brothers asked him to remove it, especially if there is any chance of the Snyderverse going forward, is the Green Lantern core movie is still in the works at Warner Brothers right now. And that movie is going to focus on John Stewart with Hal Jordan acting as kind of, you know, almost like a buddy cop thing, where Hal Jordan's going to be the older, you know, experienced Lantern, kind of maybe teaching John Stewart the ropes. And if that is the case, it makes sense, A, why John Stewart and Hal Jordan aren't in the Green Lantern TV show, and also why Warner Brothers would want him to remove the Green Lantern scene from Zack Snyder's Justice League cut. So it all kind of makes sense. As I say, I still think it would be great to see the scene, but if they have, and I've always heard that Warner Brothers and DC has high, high expectations for Green Lantern eventually. You know, obviously there was the misfire with the Ryan Reynolds movie, which I actually don't think was all that terrible, but they have high hopes for the character. So they want to keep it as fresh and as clean as they can. So I kind of understand the rationale there. But as I said, you know what? Wouldn't be bad. Maybe if they release a hard physical copy edition of Zack Snyder's Justice League, I know there's plans to do that. Throw it in there as a bonus. Here's the Green Lantern scene. You know, that would work. And speaking of Green Lantern and the Green Lantern TV show, we have a cast member now. Finn Wittrock, who was on American Horror Story, has been cast as Guy Gardner in the HBO Max Lantern series. I liked his work on American Horror Story, and he's got that kind of smarmy attitude, which fits Guy Gardner really, really well. So good casting, at least on paper. So looking forward to him in the Lantern series. And switching over to the Flash film that is currently shooting, some set photos revealed they are filming at Wayne Manor from the 1989 Batman movie. So they're filming at Michael Keaton's Batman's Wayne Manor, which is really cool. I'm to say that I'm excited for the Flash movie would be a massive understatement, just because I can't wait to see, you know, Keaton's Batman back. I can't wait to see, hopefully, Affleck's Batman and Keaton's Batman interact with one another. That would be kind of cool. Even just to have the Flash, Ezra Miller's Flash, kind of be like, you know, interacting with Keaton's Batman, very confused as to who he is compared to Affleck. It's going to be fun. I think there's a lot of really cool stuff happening with that Flash movie. So looking forward to that. Switching to Star Wars, of course, this week we had Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And Disney Plus knew what they were doing. They celebrated in a big, big way. They gave us four new content pieces for Star Wars. Of course, the biggest was the premiere episode of The Bad Batch, which that show had me from the beginning. Now, first off, if you've watched The Clone Wars and whatnot, it's going to feel very familiar when you start watching the episode. But the writing just at the beginning of that show was so well done. The introduction of the Bad Batch was handled really, really well in a way that you didn't have to watch the Clone Wars. So you're meeting these characters kind of fresh. And then they started taking you down a path right away with Order 66. And just the writing was fantastic, as it was with the Clone Wars. So great job on the first episode of The Bad Batch. Looking forward to the rest of the season. They also did Star Wars vehicle fly-throughs for the Millennium Falcon and an Imperial cruiser or First Order cruiser. Very cool. Just kind of showed you, some of the insides and outsides of the ships. But if you're a fan of the vehicles, it was worth checking out. There was also a Simpsons short that was Star Wars based, which was kind of cool. And Star Wars biomes, which on paper sounded kind of weird. It was like, well, we're going to give you like a flyover of some classic Star Wars planets. And I sat down and watched that first thing in the morning. And as I was watching it, I was like, you know, this is like Soarin'. If you've ever gone to Epcot, or I think it's in California Adventure in Disneyland, they have a ride called Soarin'. And it's basically like you're hang gliding over, now it's over the world. It used to be over California, but now it's over different parts of the world. And it's kind of like you're hang gliding over these amazing locations. Biomes was like Soarin' for Star Wars. You know, it was like you were hang gliding over Hoth or hang gliding over Tatooine. Really cool. And the whole time I'm watching it, I'm just going, they need to put this in the Soarin' ride. Like, you know, if they ever get back to doing Star Wars weekends or any types of Star Wars themed events, if they can just project the biomes film into the Soarin' screen, it'd be so cool. So cool. So crossing my fingers for that to happen, because if you watch Biomes and you've ever been on Soarin', you know they would go together really, really well. We were talking a little bit a week or two ago about some leaks hinting at new Star Wars games. Well, one leak hints that there's two Star Wars games being pitched right now. One going to be set in the High Republic, the other a Mandalorian-based game, which makes total sense why they haven't, you know, there's more money to milk out of that franchise for sure. And so right now it looks like either both or one of those games could get pushed into development. And it looks like one of them could be an Xbox exclusive. Now, they haven't said which one yet, as these games, according to the rumor, haven't been 100% greenlit yet, but they are in the advanced pitch stages. So there could be a couple more really cool Star Wars games headed our way. And the last little thing I wanted to touch on this week, a couple of weeks ago, we talked a bit about Disney on stage releasing, for lack of a better term, a working lightsaber. A lightsaber that was a toy, but looked like it just emitted a light beam, as opposed to, you know, either the plastic light or the kind of cone that you flick out. And, you know, they released a video. It's up on our social media pages of the working lightsaber. And if it is like it is in the video, they fucking did it. It is exactly what you think of. Like when you watch a movie and you see, Luke or Rey or Kylo or any of the Vader just, you know, hit the button and the light, it's exactly like that. And if you're sitting there going, holy shit, I have seen the video or I haven't seen the video, when can I get my hands on this? Apparently, these really badass lightsabers will be launching with the Galactic Cruiser Hotel immersive experience, which they announced in the video will be opening in 2022 at Walt Disney World. So that's when we're going to be able to get our hands on these things. I have said many, many times, even with the Galactic Cruiser, I was like, you know what? Take my money. It sounds like a blast to me to live in Star Wars for a couple days. That sounds like, you know, a dream of a young Scotty that he never thought would come true, and this is the closest it's going to be, so sign me up. But now that you've added this lightsaber to it, when I say take all my money, I mean it. I will just give you my Visa, my MasterCard, my bank card, and you can just empty my accounts. I will not be upset about it. I will have a working lightsaber. Just all I've ever wanted in life. The video is amazing. And so 2022, as soon as they give us a firm date, I'll let you know what that is. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Again, big thank you for spreading the word, telling your friends. Please continue to do that. It's definitely helping the show reach more and more people. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Scotty Myers Show on Facebook and Instagram, at Scotty Myers on Twitter. And you can always find us online if you need to send us an email or anything like that over at scottymyersmedia.com. And until we chat again, have a great week.